You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
We have been witnessing for weeks, and certainly just in the last 24 hours, atrocities of unimaginable proportion. A maternity hospital, a children's hospital, where we have witnessed pregnant women who were there for care, for one reason, being taken out because they required care because of an act of violence, unprovoked, unjustified.
March the 10th, 2022, that is Vice President Harris in Poland yesterday, stating that the violence in Ukraine, unprovoked, has caused massive casualties and hurt. It's been more than 2 weeks since Russia began its invasion, and they continue pushing forward. Still trying to advance on the capital city of Kyiv. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights estimates 1,500 civilians killed. And there has been a picture circulating showing a mother and her two children and a man who was trying to guide them to safety, and an artillery shell landed near one of the escape routes, which supposedly would be free of any shelling while people were moving through it. But supposedly doesn't mean anything either to the Russians or it was the fog of war and they didn't mean to hit there. What do you think? In Poland, there is strong talk about supporting NATO allies while she was there. VP Harris said it, we are definitely going to be here to help our NATO neighbor, Poland. Now, Poland is, of course, the NATO nation at the tip of the spear as Russia invades Ukraine, which is not a member of NATO. We would have an entirely different scenario, a much more frightening scenario, if Ukraine were part of NATO. And that is why Putin said he wanted to invade, because he was fearful that Ukraine would become part of NATO. Peace talks continue, half-assed, I would say, with no real positive response. Atrocities continue on a round-the-clock basis, and probably on both sides, but primarily against Ukrainians. And war crimes are being documented the best they can. Killing children, innocents, that would certainly fall into that category. But then you got to prove it was an intent to do so. And I want to push something forward for you to keep in mind. You may not support the Ukraine government. Many don't. It's full of fraud, bribery scandals, even linked to Hunter Biden, remember? But it's the Ukrainian people. Now, Zelensky, the president, who was a comedian, he said, if you elect me, I'll get rid of the fraud. Well, he's still in Kyiv at last check and saying, I'm staying here with my people. So he's certainly not running. Back on the home front, inflation, another 40-year high. Another 40-year high, up 7.9% compared to last year. And that does not in factor in oil at this point. Of course, Biden and the White House blame all the gas price hikes solely on Putin. And they blame anything that's hurting the Americans, putting them out of jobs. That's solely Putin. We're going to take a trip back in time when Biden said he wanted to put Americans out of work. We'll remind you of that. Special guest John Lebutier, Reaganite Republican, political commentator, his take on all of this. a truck driver talking about how much it takes to fill up his rig. I will have to edit some of his remarks, but you want to hear the story. Then Delta Airlines kicks a man off a flight. They claim it's because he was not wearing a mask. But the first complaint was about his shirt, which read F. Biden in more detail than I just gave you. Oh, and to add to the story, the man wearing that F. Biden shirt was a young black man. You're going to hear more on that story. We have a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. Let your family and friends know we're here on the air right now. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Those things a young man should know. Down on my knees and begging at feet to learn a little bit more. All that woman told me to pray. I saw heaven every day. All she could.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You know, this is Wizard of Oz time for the American people. You know, the Biden administration is saying, please don't pay attention to the little man behind the curtain. When the little man behind the curtain said clearly in 2020 when he was running for office that he was going to shut down fossil fuel drilling, he said he was going to really put the quietus, if you will, on the oil and gas industry. And that's exactly what he's done. They can say all they want about it's Russia's fault, it's Russia's fault. But this problem started on day one when he stepped into the White House, and one of the first things he did, if not the first thing, was to stop the XL pipeline. All of those send powerful messages to the fossil fuel industry. And I might add, it also sends powerful messages to those on the left that basically drive the agenda of this president.
That is former Texas Governor Rick Perry, who also served as former Energy Secretary. And he's absolutely right. This is all Wizard and Oz time right now, because you're not supposed to know who's pulling the curtain, who's pulling the strings of the guy behind the curtain, which is supposedly Biden, but then who's pulling the strings? I just told you in the opening monologue, in case you missed it, let me repeat it again. We now have set another 40-year record on inflation, up 7.9% compared to the same time last year. And my friend, that does not include oil and gas prices. So it's going to be higher than that. You already know it. I was with a bunch of guys last night. Yes, yes, we were playing poker, so be it. But they were talking about the price of fuel. And one said, well, I was trying to find a pump. And I said, another guy said, I was telling you on the phone, stop at this station. They're about 40 cents cheaper than the other one you were going to go to. Well, I guess I drove past it. I didn't see it. Well, you should have gone back. I mean, find it where you can and buy it right then. I drove past one yesterday that had up a sign, and apparently somebody's still trying to compute what to put up. It read $0.07 and 9/10. Well, I want to go ahead and pull in right then and fill my car up. It says 7 cents out on your sign. Of course, unfortunately, I'd already filled up down the street, and it cost me about $60. Which, by the way, let me take one moment to put this note out for you. I have a friend in Arizona, but I've also heard this from other places. He said, I would be very careful when you fill your tank to check something, regardless of what the sign says on the board out front and what was even appearing on the meter before you push the button on the gas pump. Pump 1 gallon of gas only, 1 gallon, and see if it equates to the number they say they're charging you. Apparently, he and others have found numerous cases where you think you're getting it, you think you're getting a bargain at $4.05, but when you pump just 1 gallon and look at that meter, it's going to read $4.30 or more in some cases. Now, yes, they're supposed to be regulated and watching over it, but that's a lot of regulation, too few people available to do so, and it might be an honest mistake, or it might not. But again, keep in mind, as far as the Biden administration and other Democrats are stating constantly, washing our hands of this is not our fault.
Putin's war is already hurting American families at the gas pump.
The reason why the price of gas is going up is not because of steps the president has taken. They are because President Putin is invading Ukraine.
Egregious activities of Vladimir Putin.
Even if we drilled as much as we could, the price of oil is still set globally.
There is no amount of domestic production that we can do.
I've used every tool available to address price increases, and it's beginning to work. Take gasoline and gas prices. Last week, I announced the largest ever release from the United States Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We've seen oil and gas prices out of the wells. Oil and gas prices on the wholesale market come down significantly.
That big voice there, that was Biden when he was finding that horse throat. And it was also including a lie. Remember, he did tap into our strategic reserves, which is meant for strategic needs, not to make the price of gas lower. But he did it November the 23rd, just before Thanksgiving and the holiday travel, so you'd feel better. Look what Biden's done. He got the prices down. And it was not much more than probably is dripping from cars all over our nation's highways at this point. They want you to tell you, and they want you to believe it's not the Biden administration's fault. I'm looking at a story out of Tampa, Florida, by Fox News, saying they were interviewing several on the gas line, and one guy said, you know, Biden says he can't do much about the gas prices. The guy at the pump said, that's a bunch of bull. Another one said there has to be reserves in the states they can release. Now, they may or may not be able to, but that's still not going to change it except for that state. Then how long can that go on? Another one said, I don't, and this is our own quandary, I do not understand Biden's decision to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. Well, that's because he was bowing down in his first act in office to the green pie in the sky people. You want a perfect example? On MSNBC, a question was asked of Transportation Secretary Buttigieg, and they were talking about, you know, well, you know, you want us to quit eating meat, you have a hamburger, you have a straw that you're sipping your drink through, that all adds up to things too, and, you know, what about cutting back on that when you're telling the American people they're not going to have to suffer, and, well, she did say suffer, but they need to be aware of the prices and just have to make changes in their lives. Listen to this nonsensical answer.
Could the president possibly consider authorizing the Keystone Pipeline, working something out with Iran?
I mean, look, the president has said that all options are on the table, but we also need to make sure that we're not galloping after permanent solutions to immediate short-term problems where more strategic and tactical actions in the short term can make a difference.
You don't want permanent solutions? No, they don't, because permanent solutions is, okay, let's work on green policy, but not at the expense of hurting people and throwing them out of jobs right now. That has been the goal and the intent from the beginning. That is the basic platform every Democrat was running on. Biden signed onto it. Let me give you a clip of a question delivered raised at one of the primary debates. He's got Bernie Sanders to his left, literally to his left, stage right as you look at it. But bottom line is, he's trying to be more leftist than Bernie. So when the question comes, he's emphatic. Listen.
Vice President Biden, I'd like to ask you, three consecutive American presidents have enjoyed stints of explosive economic growth due to a boom in oil and natural gas production. As president, would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers, in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Number one, no more subsidies for fossil fuel industry. No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period.
Period. That was his statement then. That's still where they stand now. You want another example? The House Democrats passed a $1.5 trillion omnibus spending bill after hours last night. It separated into two votes, the first focusing on security funding. The second half dealt with the remainder of the spending. The bill originally had $15 billion coronavirus aid, but Pelosi moved to take that out. But the real issue when you get into it, and they're trying again to raise money to send more money to Ukraine, now they're going to, this bill will provide more than $13 billion in new humanitarian, economic, military assistance. But it also includes, get this, $100 billion on Green New Deal initiatives. $100 billion on that and other progressive ideas. So they continue to push it. They say oil and getting that is just too dangerous for our climate, remember? Well, they don't really look at the facts, because if they looked at the facts, you look at Alaska, they still could tap oil from the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The Alaska State Director of the energy nonprofit Power of the Future said, we really can produce cleaner than what's produced in the lower 48 because we don't flare our gas. That means light them as we're taking off excess. Previous guest I've had on numerous times, Tristan Justice, with the Federalist, wrote a column saying the Biden administration, in doing all it's doing, he said basically, while they're doubling down on so-called clean alternatives, they're going to enhance reliance on Russian and Iranian oil. And Tristan points out that that is going to be more damaging to the environment than using it for the U.S., because they don't give a damn about your environment anyway. There'll be no clean alternatives. Russian and Iranian oil will be done the way they want to. It will raise global methane emissions. That's what the experts are pointing out. The International Energy Agency Global Methane Tracker said Russia is already the world's leading producer of methane emissions last year. An Iranian emitting 85% more than U.S. operators. But still, the whole idea here is to get you away from fossil fuels and to make you suffer. Here's Energy Secretary saying, here's what you need to do. Copy me.
I drive a Chevy Bolt, which is an electric vehicle. I don't have to buy gasoline. I have solar panels on my house, so I drive on sunshine.
Putin's war.
Because President Putin is Vladimir Putin.
There's no amount of domestic production we can do.
Number one, no more subsidies for fossil fuel industry. No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period.
So right after her, you heard that collection of Biden administration officials, including Biden at the end. We're still going to work to put oil and gas workers out of business. And she's so happy there because I drive in sunshine. I have an electric car. Do like me. Did anyone ask her how that electric car gets its electricity? Probably not. And former Texas Governor Perry, former Energy Secretary, says there is going to be more pain coming. Stand by.
USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
It's going to cost the American people. They're already seeing it, not just at the pump, and that's a horrendous amount that they're paying there, but also in everything that requires energy to either be delivered or be produced. That's the cost of the Biden administration. There is not a lot he can do in the short term, but certainly in the long term, because oil is basically traded on the futures market. And so decisions that he could make today could have a real impact on the futures prices of crude, which in turn could drive down the cost of gasoline. But the fact is, it's his policies that have caused this, and it's his policies that are going to continue to drive up the cost of living in America.
So says John Perry, former Texas governor, former energy secretary, and I say he's absolutely on point. But the White House press secretary continues to cover for President Biden, saying, well, he can't do much about gas prices. But Perry acknowledged you can't do it on a dime. You can't do it immediately. But you can start getting in that direction and start saying we are going to start opening up exploration, get some wells explored, and then maybe find more oil and start producing. Open up a Keystone pipe. All these things would help. I'll share something with you real quick. They're probably going to have to make that decision. I don't know how they're going to explain that one. Well, we have decided we're going to do this because it's all going to be good for the people. In the meantime, suffer. Just go ahead and suffer. That was the end point, the entire intent. And it's not just the Biden White House. I'm looking at a report on some of the how reporters have been covering this story. I mean, they are absolutely, as it's written by one person, a Newsbusters managing editor, said this story is not just tone deaf, but demeaning and insulting for reporters to almost celebrate the lack of adequate oil supply and sky-high prices at the pump. And he's right. Because you do have members of the state-controlled media just gleeful. Oh, look, they're suffering at the pump. Some of us are lucky enough that when we pull in, we don't even bother looking at the price. We're going to have to buy it anyway, so you're going to get it. But it's reaching a point again where some are saying this is going to have to decide, am I going to fill the tank all the way, maybe hope the price will go down tomorrow, or I'm going to need money for groceries later today? I mean, for some people, this is a critical point in their lives. You think it's routine pulling in and get gas? Supposed to be. It's not routine when it's absolutely going to wreck your life and your family because you can't afford it. And yet there are those out there that continue to say, well, that's just the way it is. And this attitude of Biden the other day when Air Force One, can't do anything about it. It's all Putin. It's a lie. It's a flat-out lie. But I'll tell you this. If he can sell you that lie, if you buy that lie, two things. One, he's much shrewder than I thought. Or two, and this is where I put my vote, and I'm sorry to say it to you folks. If you buy the lie that it's all Putin's fault and that Biden had nothing to do with it, forgetting that he shut down the Keystone Pipeline and made it clear in the debates, I'll do everything I can, as you heard a moment ago, to stop it all oil and energy from the ground. Period, he said. We're going to end it. Period. If you buy that, I'm sorry to say directly to you, but I'm not going to mince words. You are S-T-U-P-I-D. Now, if you could figure out what I spelled, maybe you're smarter than you thought you were. But if you're buying Putin's story that it's all Putin's fault, and it's going to get worse because you wanted to shut down oil from Russia. Yes, we did. But if you're not shut down other, we were energy independent before you came into office. And now look at us. I want to ask you a question. What do you think it costs to fill up an 18-wheeler? You know, one of those big rigs. You want to take a guesstimate on how much it costs to do that? Before we wrap up this hour, you're going to hear from a very angry trucker as he's in the process of filling his tank. I will tell you this, we had to do some serious editing on his remarks, but you'll want to hear. But coming up next, John LaBoutière, Reaganite Republican, former political commentator, not a Trumper, but I want to get his view on all these late developments.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden costs. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Larry Connors USA.
For those of you looking for us at Larry Connors USA YouTube channel, you'll find we're not live streaming because YouTube shut us off. Still not letting us back on. Why? Well, they didn't like something I said the other day. They won't be very clear about it. And if you were, good thing we're not, because if we were still on, you'd see me doing this, beating the hell out of this tape recorder. It got stuck. Now that I got that out of the way, let me introduce one of my favorite guests, always glad to have him on board, John LaBoutière from New York, author of the book, Harvard Hates America, a Reaganite Republican, political commentator. Welcome, John.
Larry, don't hold back, baby. Let it go.
I just need to start, since I'm not on video anymore, I might as well bring a bottle of Jack to the set, right?
Well, no, it's not that. It's, you know.
Yeah, I just go crazy.
They deserve to be heard. If someone doesn't want to have you on or something, they should say what it was exactly that bugged them, so you get a chance to defend yourself.
Well, actually, I'll tell you something, and you might take it, the best I can come up with, they accused me of spreading lies about a conspiracy theory about the 2020 election that wasn't legit. Now, you know I have questioned it. I never said it's enough to overturn it, but I was reading a Federalist article and quoting from that, and best I can tell that they took that. So you can't talk about things that people are going to disagree with, John. Let's move to the gas price.
Look, I think it's ideas deserve to be debated in public in America, and unless you really cross a line, which you don't do, I think we should air out our differences. I think that's better in the long run.
So I've got several things on my plate here in front of you, and of course some are pressing, but I still want to touch on this briefly. It looks like everywhere masks are being dropped and not being used, and New York City has dropped and New York State has dropped some. But I read a New York Times article yesterday saying that still in blue areas, more and more people still wearing masks anyway. They just are perpetuating the fact that you got to live like this.
Well, I've been to two different doctors in the last week, and they require – and there's a sign out front, can't come in the office if you're not masked up. Now, it's doctors. Shops, restaurants here on Long Island, you don't have to wear them. But some people choose to wear them.
Oh, your signal's breaking up here. I'm waiting for...
I think they're still required on airplanes.
Hey, John. John. John.
COVID, at least off to the side, but having been through this now for 2 years...
All right, John. Your signal's breaking up. Hey, John. Hello, John. John, I know that was a lot of good information. We could hear a bunch of it because your signal's breaking up. See if we can get you at a spot where we can hear you better. Because I do want to. Now, I think you sound better right now. Right where we are, can you stop?
Yep. You sound great.
I'm more concerned about you. You sound great. Now you sound great. So since we lost part of that, let me move on to another subject. Are you out somewhere trying to find gas at a cheaper rate, and who do you blame for it?
Well, a lot of different people. I mean, it's been high because of the remnants of COVID and the shortages. It's been high for months, but now it's going even higher, and that's even before the Ukraine-Russia thing.
That's not what Biden says. Biden says it's all on Russia and Ukraine.
I know, and that's not right, because it was already high before we did the Russia embargo.
And what do you think was making it higher then?
Oh, shortages. OPEC refused to pump more.
Keystone.
Shortages drive the price up. No, Keystone had nothing to do with it. Keystone does not supply us. Keystone brings crude oil from
Canada.
Alberta down in a pipeline to New Orleans,
right,
to refineries there, and then on ships out of here.
It does not give
us gas.
We were an exporter last year before he came in, and now lately we were importing until just recently. And the oil and gas leases, which he shut down, and they have not offered any new oil and gas leases in the last year. So you don't put any blame on Biden?
Oh, yeah, sure I do. But that's not the real reason for it. It's shortages are the reason for it.
Well, why do you have the shortage?
No. OPEC only 2 days ago agreed to pump more.
Why should we have to rely on OPEC again?
We always buy from OPEC, and in one day it dropped $12 a barrel worldwide. As soon as they announced they're pumping more, boom, $12 down in one day. So it's all part of the mix, you know. And we bring in from OPEC, we bring in from UAE, We bring a lot in from Canada.
We have
we bring
done
a little
that.
In from Russia.
We have done that, but we have still been a major exporter, not an importer, and we were energy independent. And a lot of folks, you may not know it, folks. I grew up in West Texas. I know this stuff. You only look at about 20 to 25% of each barrel of oil actually goes for fuel. The rest of it goes for all kinds of products, lipstick, deodorant. There are so many byproducts of oil refinery, I can't even begin to list them. So every one of those is also going to go up.
Plastic. Oil and oil products are in everything.
Yeah. Now, where do you see Ukraine at this point, John? That's obviously critical, and we're not apparently going to do this three-way deal they were trying to work out to send fighter jets to Poland as they sent their older MiGs into Ukraine.
All right. So, but I think
oh, rats! We're losing your signal again. Where are you driving up there? We can't hear you half the time. Okay. All right. We tried it. John, can you hear me now?
I hear you perfectly.
All right. Stay where you are. Pull off the side of the road.
Okay.
I lost most of what you're saying. I want to give you a chance to repeat
drones.
It.
Drones. Yeah. Okay. So the MiG thing's not happening, at least not now. But there are other things to help the Ukrainians control the skies. Obviously, any missile technology we can give them to shoot down low-flying Russian jets is great. But the big thing, if we give them more drones, the Turks are giving them more drones. Other countries are giving them drones. We've seen in our other recent wars, drones are really effective.
Yeah.
And there are no loss of pilots. So I'd fly those things all over the place and go hit the Russian artillery that is what's shelling these cities. So, they're not bombing the cities from airplanes so
right.
much. It's artillery and cruise missiles.
But when you say that, are you saying that U.S. fires from NATO countries that the U.S. is involved in manning and firing those? Are you saying?
I don't think so. I think the Ukrainians have to drive.
All right, so they begs the other issue. We watch for weeks this mass of troops and Putin saying, I'm not going to do anything. We could have put a lot of that equipment inside Ukraine. Then there was no war. We could not be complicit in fighting Russia at that time. We're just making equipment available then for Ukraine, and we didn't do it. Why?
Well, I'm not so sure. I think we did give them a lot of equipment before.
And I never heard Putin say he wasn't.
Well, that gummit. We lost you again. All right. Thank you, John. Thank you. We're just signals just not working. We're going to, Mark, will you please let me know? I'm sorry. Signal just got breaking up too much. John is right that we did send a lot of equipment in before all of this started, but we could have sent more. I mean, if now the reasoning for not carrying out this deal, where the U.S. sends fighter jets to Poland to replace any MiGs that it sends to Ukraine, is because it would look like we're complicit, even if we use still another third party, a shadow party. So, John is right. We did put a lot of equipment in, but I still say when you kept seeing them, or at least let me put it this way. We authorized and started moving it. How much equipment actually got inside, it's still not clear. There is news out of Ukraine that just crossed. Putin is apparently going to be meeting. Let me pull it up here. Is going to be meeting with the Belarus president tomorrow in Moscow. Now, Belarus, of course, borders Ukraine to the north. It was holding, quote, joint military exercises with Russia in advance of all this. It was very clear to everyone that, you know, Putin might well cross into Ukraine. I again have to say the administration, in my view, has been leading from behind. When you see that massive effort, you want to sit there and just buy Putin when he says, we're not going to invade, we're not going to do anything, we're just bringing everybody there for a war game. Anytime we set up something like that around Japan. We immediately see North Korea go on alert. Or if we do anything around South Korea, I mean, we see North Korea get really excited because they don't really trust us. We should never have trusted Putin that he was not going to do it. I'd much rather have put extra equipment in there then and now say, well, he went away. Good, good. That would mean at least 2,000 Ukrainians, many children, would still be alive. All right, the cost of fuel. Biden still says it's all because of the Russian invasion. You heard John LeBoutier say, no, it's not. It has other factors. But aside from whatever the factor is, the numbers are the numbers. But do you want to hear what it costs to fill up a truck on the road? Listen to this coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
If you want to impress someone, I personally recommend Cafe Napoli, Clayton, our town and country, or St. Charles. Cafe Napoli offers private rooms for up to 50 guests. So plan a corporate party, an anniversary party, a birthday party, a party party. Cafe Napoli has a location near you, Clayton, Town and Country, and St. Charles, where Cafe Napoli 3 is now serving lunch or Sunday brunch, only at Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles.
Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have called the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name if it hadn't been for love. Never would have seen the trouble that I'm in if it hadn't been for love.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Want a reality check? I'm going to give you a reality check.
Okay, that's a setup for us of a trucker who's going to tell you how much it costs to fill up his rig. Now, before we hear from him, American shale drillers have pushed back, suggesting Biden's supply chain troubles and all the woke private and public investment strategies or to blame and everything else. They're saying they can fill the void in the oil market, but Democrat policies continue to hold them back. Well, whatever the excuse is, if you're on the road and you're trying to move product, and remember how much product comes to you, not just you filling your car, but how much comes to you via truck. It may arrive by plane. Those prices are going to go up. It may arrive by ship. Those prices are going up. It may arrive eventually by truck to somewhere near you, and then into smaller trucks to get closer to you. But those big 18-wheelers on the road, how much does it cost? Listen to this trucker and his remarks in Tennessee, which we had to heavily edit.
You want a reality check? I'm going to give you a reality check. $1,052. To fill a semi-truck in Tennessee. It is currently, right now, $5.15 a gallon. What are y'all going to do next month when your gallon of milk costs $11? Because you hear that? That's the only way you get milk. Reefer units, refrigerated trailers. It ain't like y'all gonna do without. Y'all better wake up.
Wake up. Beep. And understandable. The average price for diesel fuel has reached an all-time high. 3.5 million American truckers throughout the nation are having to deal with that. You will have to deal with it, either the shortage of supplies, our prices being raised to an extent that you can't buy whatever you wanted. Diesel went up 84 cents in 1 week. 1 week. Now, again, diesel trucks are transporting about 70% of our freight tonnage. Just about all highway trucks are fueled by diesel engine. But, of course, if you listen to Kamala Harris, imagine a world where all the trucks on the highway are green trucks. Not colored green, but not using fossil fuels. Imagine that time. And all the cars, imagine, would be green also. There may come a day for that. I mean, if you want to sit around and argue, by God, you're riding horses and you see this clanking machine come through town. And somebody said, that's the future of our nation. The hell it is. I want to stay on my horse. And we'll eventually realize, no, changes have to be made. And I'm not saying we cannot make some changes and buy into some of them. But the problem is they keep shoving it down your throat. And on top of that, they're going to make you suffer in the process. And every day you go to buy that gasoline for your car, the prices are going to be going up until we get a better handle on this. And I will dispute, and I love John Lobetier. I wish we'd had more time with him. His signal went down, but I disagree. The oil pipeline, Keystone Pipeline, would help deliver Canadian oil to refineries in New Orleans, and that would help supply. And then we were having other oil and drilling leases that were active. All of this has happened and been shut down when Biden came into office. And prices were going up before. They were already up compared to 2 years ago. They're just using Ukraine as an excuse. Do not buy the lie. You're not going to have any money to buy it anyway if you're buying gasoline. Coming up the next hour, VP Harris in Poland, representing our nation. I'm not going to knock her, but there's some issues that need to be discussed. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.